It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Hello, Paula Bennett.
Hey, I'm loving that little intro bit. That's a bit special.
The boss, your boss said that it sounds like a bit music you'd hear walking out of a brothel.
And I
said, we wouldn't know anything about that.
I was going to say, I wouldn't. I was thinking more elevator music.
Sure.
You know.
Hey, Paula, the last time we had a female deputy leader on the show, she ended up being the Prime Minister eventually.
No pressure. Yes. I'm such an underachiever. I don't think that'll happen.
Hey,
pride myself on it.
Well, yeah, Parliament started today, didn't it?
Yesterday, back
at Parliament there.
Back in the beer pit.
And with those poll results coming out, so I guess that's a pain in the ass, isn't it? Have to talk about leadership and stuff when you want to sort of start the year with a bang.
I've been around for a while now, Mike, and you sort of get to roll with it, and you're going to have a good day, and you're going to have a not so good day, and just kind of get on with it and have a bit of fun while you can, I reckon. So it was blip.
It's not going to be blip though, is it? It's going to be like for another couple of weeks. It's going to be all on. Folks in on that as opposed to what you guys are saying, surely.
Look, not us. So we really did sort of look at it and go, 2 months ago we were well ahead. This one says that we're slightly behind. We're still pretty confident about where we're at. Let's get on with it. I was going to say, you don't want us talking about ourselves. And we don't particularly want to talk about ourselves, you'll be surprised to know. So we'll just kind of get on with focusing what we need to.
So what about, but tell me about polls. Tell me what your personal view is on polls. I mean, can they, you've got to admit, I guess when they don't go your way, they've got to be a little bit scary.
Well, they're a particular snapshot in time, you know, and so you're
from a particular group of people as well.
Yeah.
That have particularly been bothered even answering.
That's right. Yeah. So you always look at it in that perspective. Look, most of us are out there talking to people every day, going to things and events, and so you're getting feedback probably a bit more directly that way. And as I say, if there's something I've learnt in my time is that people want us to be concentrating on the issues that are about them, and so that's what you do. So honestly, you look at the poll, you go, oh, yeah, it is what it is at that time. Let's just bloody get on with it.
When Simon and I first talked on the show, I asked him about what is the National Party nowadays in 2019? You know, what is the National Party about? What sort of people are coming up to you and talking to you about the state of the country and what they like to see and what they're not happy with? How would you describe the average National Party voter?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I'd say to you is you can't pick them. You know what I mean? Like, you should certainly.
I think they've really changed in the last, say, 10 years. I think it's been quite an interesting swing towards a certain group of people who otherwise didn't used to be National Party voters.
That's right. I mean, I always say I can remember this, standing on the side of the road and this lovely, couple that are in their 60s walking towards me in kind of matching tracksuits and just thinking, oh, they'll be lovely, National Party supporters. And I gave them a big smile and said, good afternoon. And their response was, bleep, 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 you, Paula Bennett, bleep, 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 the National Party. And I just literally sat there and thought, my God, I feel like I've been insulted by my grandmother. It was kind of catching my breath on the side of the road, and this, huge tattooed Maori guy comes along, slaps me on the back and goes, don't worry, I love you and I'm voting National every time. And I just went, yeah, you can't pick a mate,
Which must be quite, because it did used to be the case that you could pick, I guess it's never the case, but there used to be a little bit more easy to define the New Zealand voter, I think, say 20 years ago, than it is now. So when you guys are, I guess, thinking about how you're going to market the party, how you're going to market your policies, how you're going to get out there and who you're going to meet and when you're going to meet them. Simon did his tour of golf clubs and stuff and meeting, and getting out there and just doing the face-to-face thing. How do you do that and get the message across to the right people and get through all the, those who don't want to hear what you've got to say and those who have got an alternative viewpoint? How do you sort of make sure that you guys are on point, on message the whole time? How does the 2019 National Party do its business?
So the reality is, let's be honest, 25 years ago, a National supporter probably didn't look like me. What I looked like 25 years ago, which was a lot younger, obviously.
Same.
And urban Māori and a solo mum and, all of those sorts of things. So as you say, you could probably have picked our voters 25 years ago a little bit easier than you can now. And no matter which poll you look at, but let's go by the last election, we got more or less 45%. So that means almost one in two New Zealanders support us. So you can't pick them in in the street. You can't pick them in the golf club, and it gets a lot more exciting and a lot more interesting. So where we're lucky is we've got 55 members of parliament, so each of us can appeal to sort of someone a bit differently, and it is that broadness that we bring. So we have a values and a principles that anchors us and keeps us true to what our kaupapa and what we believe in for this country, but we're probably able to articulate it and appeal to different demographics throughout New Zealand, and that is how we get out there. We cut through. You know, we're not a, you know, we're not that sort of unionised, everyone must be the same. The thing with the National Party is we do like
socialism, is that what you're saying? Socialism?
Yeah, we're not that sort of socialism. You must, you know, stay within this little box and that's who you will be. You know, Paula Bennett, Simon Bridges, you know. We kind of like that we're all a little bit different, although sign up, as I say, to something that we all believe in. And that means we can go out there and you can see me in the halls in West Auckland as equally as you could see someone at the Northern Club or at the Hilton Hotel speaking there, and I reckon that's what the appeal is.
The and then along came the cannabis reform laws. Da, da, da.
Man! That gets everyone going, doesn't it? And you're kind
well.
Of
I'll tell you why it does. Because for a long time, for a lot of years, and right up to pretty much now, it has been the demon. Cannabis.
Has it?
Well, it's been illegal for a start. It's the demon. It's the trouble causer, the catalyst, the jumping off drug, the gateway drug, the drug for a drug for a start. It's part of the bad side of things that are going wrong in the country, according to a certain group of people. And a lot of those people, if you think about traditionally, a lot of those people are the are on that sort of conservative. Yeah, if you guys consider yourselves a conservative right, I don't like right wing anymore. It's a dumb term, but I mean, I think this issue we've talked about on Breakfast Show before. This issue is going to really, really polarise New Zealand. And the reason I bring it up is because you've been given the new drugs portfolio. Congratulations! Yeah. Let's have a look at your drugs portfolio.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because I do agree with you in many respects that this is a really important decision we're going to make in 18 months, 2 years' time, when it goes to that binding referendum.
Because the National Party has been traditionally a party that would have been against it, you know, and now
let's be fair, Mike. There's no way that we would have brought in a government bill when we were in government that legalised marijuana.
It's at different times and with different information and with the benefit of hindsight, it's maybe not such a bad idea.
Well, I just think that, so for me, I personally don't believe that bloody adults should be convicted if they're smoking a joint. I just don't care if they are, and I've got zero interest. And I don't like the criminalisation. I don't think people should get convictions. It affects their whole lives. I know that they're very minor and there's not many and that sort of thing. But
what happens when a National Party voter comes up to you and says, though, they're breaking the law, they pay the price?
Well, that's their opinion and I respect them for it. I just have a different one.
Mm.
You see, and that's we're not socialists. You see, we don't think everyone has to think exactly the same as us, and you're the demon if you don't. I actually respect that other people have a different opinion. I'm just quite sure of mine, and I'm in a position where I can articulate it and perhaps try and persuade people occasionally. Now, what I do think's important is that we understand more as we get to the vote as to what we're voting for, and I do worry about commercialisation of the product. My God, look at our alcohol laws. They've been a mess. We still
had a long time to do something about that.
And we didn't
as well.
Get it right. So what's to say we're going to get it right with marijuana? So let's make sure we know what a market looks like. We know what we're signing up to if we are legalising that. Is it big business? Is it just not-for-profits? Who can grow it? How will it be sold? What age to? And all I'm saying and what my role will be over the next 12 to 18 months is making sure that the government actually puts that out to New Zealanders before we vote so we know. Because
why not just be across the board against it?
Because I'm not.
But as a party, you're not against it?
No, this is a conscience vote, and I think you'll find a whole mix of people in our caucus that will vote very differently.
Well, interesting.
And I think that's quite good.
This is a big portfolio to get, isn't it, for you?
Yep.
I mean, it's an important and very timely one to get.
And I wanted it really badly. I'd done a lot of
give me the drugs portfolio.
Yeah, I did. Give me drugs! I'd done a lot of work on methamphetamine in particular and other drugs and rehabilitation stuff and looking at our borders and precursors that are coming in, and when I was in government in that last year, and it had a huge work program. So it wasn't just for me about cannabis, it's about overall drugs in this country and the harm that it does. And so I had been doing a whole concerted across government work, so I want to continue that.
Cool.
Then I do think we've got an important decision to make on the cannabis referendum. I am not anti, I'm not dead against. I just want to see the kind of regime that we would be signing up to, and I think anyone should, whether they're pro or against, I think they should want to know exactly what they're saying yes or no to.
Paula Bennett, lovely to have you as part of the Breakfast Show. We'll speak to you again in a fortnight's time.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you, bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.